Welcome to Chicago Tabernacle, a place of becoming. Wherever you find yourself, we pray that you would be encouraged today by God's word. Please join us now as we hear a message from Pastor Toledo.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Here's what we want to make sure. You want to take the need in your heart. Everybody say in your heart. But leave the request card here. Not in your hand. In your heart, because we have people that will pray on Friday for these. They're dated and we'll pray for 30 days for them. And so make sure that you don't take the prayer request card with you. You can leave it right there on the chair. But please take the need in your heart. Amen. Okay, I want to share with you just two verses, and these are actually some of my favorite verses, and I know they're all our favorites, amen? But there are verses that you attach to, and when I was really young in the Lord, I really attached to these verses because they talked about how God, in a sense, how God is a friend. How many are thankful that Jesus is the friend that sticks closer than a brother? Amen. Okay, so I'm gonna actually give it in three different translations because of a slight emphasis. It won't be long, like I said, two verses. And I'll go ahead and put those up. So in the NIV, listen to this. The Lord confides in those who, everyone, fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. And then it says, my eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. So that's in the NIV, the Lord confides in those who fear him. Now, in the King James, I really love the King James Version, it says, the secret of the Lord, and when he confides, oh, he switched it up already. Hold on a second. We did the NIV, now this is the NLT, sorry. Okay, these things are moving too fast for me. Ready? Let's stay with the NLT. Watch this. This is where it says, the Lord is a everyone friend to those who everyone fear him. The Lord is a friend to those who fear him. He teaches them his covenant. And then again, my eyes are always on the Lord, for he rescues me from the traps of my enemies. And then the King James is this. It's the King James is the secret of the Lord. So the Lord confides. The Lord is a friend. These are all relative terms because the translators, they're capturing the heart and the spirit. Some words mean a lot. Okay? Some words mean a lot. And so all of these words, in a sense, are right. You know? It's just that the translators chose to emphasize one or the other. So first, the Lord confides. This one is the Lord is a friend. Now, this one, it says, the secret of the Lord, which I think is really cool. The secret of the Lord is with them that everyone fear him, for he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. So this passage is saying the Lord confides. When you confide in someone, it's like you share something personal. It says the Lord is a friend, or the secret of the Lord. But the constant theme is God is like that, and he does that for those that fear him. And the world, fear is a term that's associated with stress and strife. You know, a lot of people battle with fear nowadays. Fear is a serious problem in our culture. Fear paralyzes people, but that's in the world. How many know in the kingdom of God, fear is a term of nearness and wonder? So the fear that this is talking about is completely different. This is talking about nearness. This is talking about wonder, about awe. In the world, when there's fear, you know, whatever makes you afraid, you want to be far away, right? But in the kingdom, in Christ, fear actually makes you want to be close. All right? Fear is something that can only happen when we get close. So I want to talk for a minute about getting close, because fear, the fear of the Lord, is one of those things that when you fear the Lord, you get close. And when you get close, guess what happens? You start to fear the Lord. It's like this thing. It's an ascending. You know, you hear people going in a downward spiral. How many know we can go in an upward spiral? And we go in an upward spiral because we draw near to God. God draws near to us. And then he reveals his glory and we fear him. And we're just in awe of God, and we're kind of blown away by God because we're close to God. Isn't it wonderful to get close to God? How many know there's nothing better than being close to Jesus? How many say amen? And I'm always, you know, when you, how do you pray for? Like when you have, so we have three kids, we have three grandkids. It's kind of easy to pray for three kids, three grandkids. But how do you pray for a couple thousand people? How do you do that? So what the Lord helps you to do as a pastor is he gives you certain targets. This is one of our targets. This is one of my targets for you. And I'm so glad you're here. You know, I was thinking today about how many people worked all day. Could I see your hands nice and high? Look at that. Look at that. Amen. For you people who had the day off. No, we're not jealous. We're so happy. Right? Went to school, did all of those things, and you're here in the Lord's house. I'm so glad you're here. You know? And there's a blessing that comes because you came here to get close to God. How many want to get close to God? Amen? Hallelujah. So real quickly, we want to keep getting close to God. We want to see, when you get close to him, he shows you himself. And when he shows you himself, just all kind of wonderful things happen. That's the way I want to close the meeting today. Because when I pray, I'm like, Lord, I don't know exactly what they're going through. And I don't know what you're going through today. But I'm telling you right now, you know what the answer is? The answer begins with getting close. Just get close. You get close, God will be your friend. God will share things with you. Let me just say this real quickly. When we get close, here's one of the awesome things that happens. When we get close, our hearts get tender. You know? And sometimes, because of a day like today, I have no idea what you've been through, but I know that some days could be so challenging, so difficult, some weeks, some months, some seasons. Anybody ever been through a rough season? Right? And you know, when you're going through a rough season, God never promised that we wouldn't go through rough seasons. You know, how many know when we get to heaven, no more rough seasons? Amen. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. But before then, there are hard days. There are all kinds of difficult days, seasons, bad news, shocking news hit, you know, on the left and on the right. All kinds of things come at us. You know, people are hard on the job. But it's very, very important that we stay close, because when we stay close, our hearts stay tender and get tender. And sometimes our heart, so when your heart is tender, it's all good. But let me tell you something. When your heart is hard, no good. You want to get in trouble? Let your heart get hard. So one of the things that we're always praying is, Lord, keep the people tender. Keep them sensitive to you. When your heart is tender, the Spirit can talk to you. When your heart is hard, the Spirit is like, cabeciduro, this hard head. Hard head, I think, comes really from a hard heart. You know? And so God can be your friend when your heart is soft, but he can't be your friend when your heart is hard. And sometimes when we're in the battle, okay, we get so distracted, as Brother Daniel said. And what's awesome about a prayer meeting is, regardless of what you brought into the building today, I want to encourage you, get close to God. Let your heart get soft. We have all of these 80 leaders. One of the things I'm praying, this is called a day of renewal. I'm praying. And, you know, there's so many things that we need when we're in leadership, but the most important thing is that our hearts would be soft and tender in the presence of God. You know, last week, we had a visitor. I want to say this super vague, but so we had a visitor here that used to come to our church many years ago, moved away, and I got to chat with them for just a few minutes. How you doing? I was so excited. And this couple, absolutely called by God. Absolutely, absolutely called by God. And just waiting to see how the Lord would use them, ministry. And when I say called by God, we're all called by God. But I'm talking about, I could see this couple pastoring and leading like super. So when I talked to them, one of them, it was like, how's it going? Not good. What happened? My spouse is gone. I'm like, no way. How could that be? And somebody very close to us passed, and they were very close, and they just started to get hard and started to get bitter and cynical, and now gone. You know, see, when you're close to God, you can deal with loss. If you're not close to God, we lose things. It rattles us, you know. But how many know when you're close to Jesus, things, and unfortunately, even people that we love, they come and they go. But how many know we have to love Jesus the most, and we've got to be closest to Jesus the most? Don't allow loss to get your heart hard. Or difficulty. Part of the reason why we have a prayer meeting on a continual basis, and part of the reason why you need to pray every day, is because when we draw near to God, there's something beautiful and wonderful about the presence of God. That, you know, it's kind of like here's the best way you see it on earth. You know, you know moms have a secret, right? I watched this. It's an incredible, ingenious thing they do. You see the kids. I saw my wife do this 8,000 times. One of the kids comes in, they have a crisis. You know what moms do? They go like this. Come here. They just wrap their arm around them. It's going to be all right. And God, they just get fixed, you know. How many know sometimes what we need is for Jesus to get closer? You can say, come here, I'm just going to put my arms around you. And you just walk out and it's all good. It's all good. But when I first became a Christian, one of the most fantastic discoveries that I had, and I say this to you all the time, but one of the most fantastic discoveries that I made as a Christian was that you can go into God's presence one way and you can walk out of his presence in a completely different place and space. How many would say amen? Hallelujah. Only he can just set our hearts right, and he can set our hearts right, and I want him to set our hearts right. And in fact, could you take the hand of the person next to you? I was thinking about this. Take the hand of the person next to you. We're going to pray for ourselves in a minute, but could we pray for our church? You don't have to stand up, but could we pray for our church and then for the people in all of the churches that are represented? Just that our hearts would be tender, that hearts would be soft. Come on, let's pray. Open your mouth right now. Oh God, keep us close to you and keep the hearts of your people soft and tender, oh God. God, touch us, oh God. We want to stay in the fear of the Lord, oh God. Help us by your mighty power, Lord Jesus. Lord, overcome, Lord, the lies of the world, the hardship, the loss right now. Touch someone's heart, God. Go to that couple right now and touch their hearts today, oh God. Remove bitterness, remove anger, remove hurt and pain by your mighty power, oh God. God, we pray for our church. We pray for churches in Iowa, oh God, and in Toronto, oh God, in Kentucky, Lord God. Lord, you know where they're from. God, would you go and touch every member, oh God, of the body of Christ, Lord, in Colorado. God, by your mighty power, only you can do this, but make our hearts soft, oh God. Break up the fallow ground, we pray. Break up, oh God, get the stones out, get the rocks out, oh God. Do it by your mighty power, God. Soft, tender, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make our hearts tender, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh man, so many things happen in this life and we can't let our hearts get hard. If we stay close, our hearts are tender. That's what the fear of the Lord does. You get close to him. Number two, if we stay close, then here's what's cool about this, and it says it here. So one of them is he's a friend, but the other one said that he confides or the secret of the Lord. This is so awesome, because if we stay close, then when we're, you ever come to the realization that you're just not thinking right about something? You know? Or I'm just not seeing this thing right, or I'm just not thinking right. How many know sometimes the biggest problem is the way we're thinking? I heard someone call it stinking thinking, right? Sometimes we're not thinking right, we're not seeing it right. And again, we get close to God, right? We get close to God, and then he whispers a secret. You know, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. And maybe what you need here tonight is to get close to God and have him whisper something into your heart. You know, and that word of the Lord, that whisper from God, it just changes everything. You know, what I have noticed is that God has a tendency to change us before he changes our circumstances. I mean, how many have found that to be true? We're like, Lord, fix it, fix it, fix it. He says, no, fix you, fix you, fix you. Right? I got to fix you first. Then after he fixes us, then gone. You know, all things work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purposes. Amen. And so we stay close because there are revelations. You know, there are revelations. And, you know, you can learn lots of principles. And the principles are very, very important. Okay? Principles, God never violates his word. There are principles in scripture that he gives us. And sometimes the way we make a decision is not that God speaks directly to us, but we already have been given a principle. And I'm telling you right now, God doesn't go against his word. So when God gives you a principle, the principle's always right. Say, well, God, I really feel this way. It doesn't matter how you feel. The principle is always right. Right? God's word is true. How many would say amen? God's word is the final authority. But sometimes we need more than a principle. Sometimes it's like we need a secret. You know, and I'm so thankful that Jesus is a friend, that Jesus is a personal God who speaks to us personally. Amen. How many are thankful that he speaks to us? Could we thank him? Come on, put your hands together. Amen. So watch this very quickly. One moment, we're going to close. But remember, look, if your heart is hard, it's hard to hear. But when your heart gets soft, then guess what also comes with it? He starts to reveal secrets. So, it's like, Lord, tell me, show me, whisper to me. God, help me, Lord. You know, I need you to talk to me. I believe Jesus wants to talk to us tonight. Amen. Last thing real quickly. When we're close, the Lord is a friend to those who fear him. He teaches them his covenant. He just is showing, leading, guiding. But then watch this. My eyes are always on the Lord, right? For he rescues me from everyone, the traps of my enemies. King James, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. What's so awesome about God is that sometimes the enemy comes and he tangles us. Or sometimes the enemy comes and he just engineers things and you're like, man, I feel trapped, Lord. You know, but how many know when we get close and we fix our eyes on him, he delivers us from every evil. He delivers us from every evil. The image to me is kind of like you're in trouble. And so you run to him, you know, you run to him. And it's like, he can take care of business. Who's messing with you? You know, it's like the Lord said, who's messing with you? I got this thing right here. How many know Jesus has got it for you? Jesus has got it and he can deliver you. But God delivers. He delivers us as we get close. So I don't know what you brought into the building. I think about the leaders who've come, all of the challenges that they might be facing. The Bible promises times of refreshing, but in the presence of the Lord. We get close to him, and he knows exactly what we need done. Let's lift our hands to him right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.